A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Barachas Daf Tes Amid Beis 9b, pagination 18, towards the end of the smaller lines at the Mishnah, that's three lines above the lines as they get wide, the Mishnah begins in the middle of the line. Our topic this morning is Smichus Geula L'Tfila, linking the concept of redemption to the concept of prayer, to actual requests. The logic, as the Mishnah Berurah describes it in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, is that once you began praising Hashem for previous redemption, it's like a beloved one to the king who knocked on the door, and when the king finally comes to listen to the praise, the beloved one who knocked walks away. Instead, he's already got the attention of the king. You described your thanksgiving, your appreciation, your gratefulness. Now it's time to make your request. You have the attention of the king. And that concept of linking Geula L'Tfila, previous redemption, namely of the way Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim, to our current requests, is the structure that we use not only by Shachris, but also by Ma'ariv. The Mishnah begins by telling us the time for Shema in the morning. When do we recite Shema in the morning? At the time when a person can differentiate, it needs the beginnings of daylight, that you could tell the difference between the techeles, the bluish green of the tzitzis, and lavon, the white. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says it has to be more light than that. Ben techeles lekarsi. You have to be able to tell the difference between techeles and leek. So it's a blue and a green. That needs a much greater level of discernment. Ad hanetzachama, and the proper time for Shema is until sunrise. So you have the time of Mishayakir, a certain number of minutes before sunrise, until sunrise. But at sunrise, you're supposed to start Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Shalosh shows that you get for Shema 3 hours. Shekein Derech Melachim La'amud B'Shalosh shows, because the way of the kings is to arise until 3 hours into the day, so it's still called Uvekumecha, the time when people are waking up. Hakorim mikan ve'elach lo hifsid ka'adim hakorim b'Torah. If a person missed that time for Shema, he should still say it. At worst, it's a beloved part of the Torah that he's reciting. But in order to get the mitzvah of Shema, there are certain time periods that you have to meet. And the start of the time period, as we're describing it, is either the source, is either because of Zman Kima, Uvekumecha, the time when people wake up, or the time of Uri'isem Oso, the time when you see the tzitzis and you're able to identify their colors. That's also a time designated that it's light enough in order to recite Shema. The Gemara gives us another description of the proper time to recite Shema. If you'll drop down in the wide lines that we're up to, it's the fifth wide line at the end of the line. Va'acherim omrim, others say, Mishayira es chaveiro rachok dalet amos v'yakirenu. You see your friend at a distance of 4 amos, 7 feet, let's say, and you recognize him. Now, Tosfos says from the Yerushalmi that to recognize a friend at a distance, you could be very distant from him and recognize him if it's a close friend. So the Yerushalmi says it means beragil ve'eno ragil, like a guest, a person you're familiar with, but not so familiar with. You've seen his face before, but he's a guest, and you don't recognize the way he walks and everything else. You're recognizing him because it's light enough. And that's the type of person that we're referring to. The Mishneh Berurah observes that this recognizing your friend that you know somewhat is the same time as recognizing the difference between white and techeles, and that is the time that you'll find on the charts as Mishayakir, the time when you recognize. What are you recognizing? And that's the description of this Gemara. The Gemara continues with a fascinating statement regarding Geula Litfila, which is that there were people called Vasikin, and that's where we get the expression a Vasikin minion, people who are called Vasikin who tried to do the mitzvah in the exact right way, and they would purposely recite Shema after Mishayakir at that time, and they would finish it in a way with the different brachas or whatever it is, so that they would be able to daven Shmona Esrei at the time of sunrise, and they were called Vasikin. We try to emulate that behavior either way, even if it's not at the proper time, ideal time, that we do link Shema to Shmona Esrei, as we're describing, as I gave in the introduction today, of linking Geula Litfila. Let's do that piece of Gemara, which is midway in these medium wide lines. The first words on the line are Yoreach Dor Dorim, and then we begin Heid. Heid Riben El Yakim Mishum Kihila Kadisha Devi Yerushalayim. They said in the name of the Holy Congregation of Yerushalayim, this was the minig of Yerushalayim. Kolosomech Geula Litfila, anybody who links redemption to prayer, does everything in the proper way, Eino Nizek Kolayom Kulo, he doesn't get damaged the entire day, it's a tremendous source of protection. Om Rab Zeira says, Eini, it's not true. I linked the praise to Hashem with the request, and I got damaged. Amalei, and this is very insightful, very instructive, they asked him, B'mayitzikis, what are you considering a damage? Dimtias asa levei malka, that you have to bring special myrtles to the king? That's perfectly fine. That's normal cost of doing business. You have a relationship with the king and you have to bring gifts? That's not called being damaged. Sometimes people pay taxes or they pay different expenses and they get very uptight. That's not considered a damage. That's normal. And to expect a protection from normal, that's not what we were talking about. We're talking about a damage. Because Rabbi Yechanan said, indeed, that it's beneficial to experience the Malchus even of non-Jewish kings, so that you have appreciation for Malchus, and when Mashiach comes, you'll appreciate how great his Malchus is compared to theirs. Let's skip two lines, and in most editions there's a period. Towards the end of the line, Omale Rav Ilah Lu'ula. Rav Ilah said to Ula, Ki Ailis Lahasam, when you get over there, he was going on a trip, when you get to the other Jewish community, Shoil Bishloma Rav Baruna Achi, I want you to ask in the peace, I want you to ask how he's doing regarding Rav Baruna, my brother, B'maymet Kol HaChabura, in front of everyone, to honor him, because this Rav Baruna, my brother, he's a good person. The Adam Gadol, who is very great, V'somach b'mitzvahs, and he rejoices in doing mitzvahs. Zimna chada, one time, somach geula l'tfila. He actually managed to link redemption to prayer. V'lo posek chucha mipumei kula yoma, and he didn't stop smiling a whole day. This is the great Rav Bruna. So Taisvis, in the bottom, Taisvis asks, I don't understand. Everybody is somech geula l'tfila. What is so great about Rav Bruna that he rejoiced? And I believe that the simple answer is that we all link it in terms of technically. We said the right words. We said, Hashem, you redeemed us from Mitzrayim, and now Hashem sefasai tiftach, open my lips so that I can do my davening. But what Rav Bruna accomplished on that particular day that gave him great joy was that emotionally he was able to link them. That he really experienced the redemption of Mitzrayim, and he understands how Hashem did the 10 Makos and did everything, and this is the Kol Yachol, this is the one who could do anything in the world. And now I have the privilege to daven to him. And that's why he was rejoicing the whole day. It's a much higher level than just technically being able to say the right words. But that's the structure of our tefillah. Shema is before Shemona Esrei. In the ideal form, it's done Mishayakir, and tefillah is at Neitz, at sunrise. But for us, we remain with the order of tefillah, even if we allow ourselves to do it a little bit later, as long as we do it within the 3 hours that the Mishnah says is still the time of Kima, of people waking up. Yeshikolach, have a wonderful day.